Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond!
Yeah. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, February the 10th, 2021. And glory to God, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my wonderful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, who serves as a phenomenal co-host. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow your hearts with us as my beautiful sister Michelle takes us to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. So if everyone could just come and close their eyes and bow their heads and humble their hearts as we come to the throne of grace near and far. Oh, Father God, we come boldly to your throne right now, just lifting up all of your children as boldly as we know how, Father God, for you know all about it, and we just come standing in the gap for them right now, as humble as we know how, yet boldly as we know how. Father God, I come right now asking that you just protect your children right now. Protect them as only you know how, Father God. Protect them from the wicked, Father God. Protect them on every hand, Father God. I lift them up to you, Father God. I lift up a special group of people to you, Father God. I lift up the elderly to you, Father God, for they have fallen prey to the evil on the streets of Oakland, Father God. So I just ask that you just protect them right now in the precious name of Jesus. Bleed your blood all over them, Father God. Protect them on every hand, Father God. Put your just loving arms around them and strengthen them in numbers, Lord God.
Strengthen them, Lord.
Protect them all, not just in Oakland, but all over this world. Let people not to just trample over them. Let them remember if it weren't no elders, it wouldn't be no them. So let them not just push them to the wayside, Father God, but remember that they are precious gems in this world, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you right now for their lives, Father God. I thank you for our families. I thank you for our friends. I thank you for everybody here at Spirit Alive, Father God.
I thank you
for all the servant leaders that are present and for those that couldn't come tonight for whatever reasons, Father God. We ask you to just bless them right wherever they stand, Father God. We ask that you just bless them and just continue to strengthen them, Father God, and build them up on every side that they may be leaning on. Lord, you know all about it, and just strengthen them up. strengthen all the youth around the world, Father God. Build them up, for they're going through things they've never been through before, Father God. Strengthen up the young adults, Father God. The young adults of this world are just so, so much is happening to them, Father God. Help
Church
them to stand firm in your word and know
in
that
the
you
name.
Are your Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. And there's
Amen.
Nothing to be ashamed of. If they not claim you, you will not claim them when it's all said and
Lord.
Done, Father God. They have to stand firm on your word and not be ashamed of you, Lord God. And I ask that you just stand near and hold up and continue to hold up your servant leaders, Father God, and just help
Jesus.
You keep them strengthened and have
help
a fresh word on their tongue, Father God.
My
Lord.
Their
sheep, Father God. Help their flock to stand behind their servant leaders and not just
help
them
the name
like
Jesus.
Standing out there on the stage by themselves, Father God. If there is no
Jesus.
Amen, let there be just one amen, and let it be from you, Lord God. We
and
know that
name,
they follow some hard business some time, Lord God, but we know that you love them all, Father God. And they
in
know
the name
they have
of
to
Jesus.
In season and out of season, Father God. So we just ask that you just bless them, bless us on tonight. We ask that this program will touch someone, that they will cry, what must
in
I do
Jesus
to be saved,
name.
Father God.
Yes, Lord. In your name, God.
Something that would have someone that is doing wrong that would cry out, what must I
my
do
Lord.
To change my ways from my wicked
Amen.
Ways and turn around. We have the key. We have the key. You can have the key. You can turn it and you can be different.
In Jesus'
so we
name.
Just ask
yes,
that
Lord.
We produce nothing but goodness over here. Father God, we love you. We lift you up. We magnify your most holy name on tonight and every night. It's in Jesus' name we pray and lift you up all around the world. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my sister, for that wonderful prayer. Hallelujah. So on tonight, our program is entitled Seniors and Everybody Else, Sanctify Your Life. So tonight we are coming with a word of encouragement and some reminders because the word of God tells us in 1 Timothy 5:17. It says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word of doctrine. And in 1 Peter 5:1, we will find, so I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. You see, saints, the word of God clearly admonishes us to care for our elders. And some of the ways that we can exhort our elders and give them double honor is by always making sure that they are in a safe. In these chaotic times, it is often our seniors that become easy pawns in a criminal's come up. So tonight, we're going to make sure that our seniors and everyone else alike can make sure that we sanctify our lives. Because a recent study conducted by the National Institute of Aging found that about 22% of elderly Americans aged 71 and older, that's about 5.4 million people, are already experiencing some degree of decline in their mental faculty. The problem may not be so severe enough to prevent them from taking care of their daily activities, but it can cause mild difficulty in completing those activities or in making complicated decisions. From a more personal perspective, this can mean elders are going through subtle changes that make us more vulnerable to scams and other crimes or more susceptible to accidents. So safety both in and out of the home is top priority for the elders. And our elders need to know that there are some simple steps that can reduce the risk of being victimized in our society today. So some of these things, we know that you know, but it's always good to just have some simple reminders. Hallelujah. Elders, we're going to talk, the first thing I want to talk to you about is fall prevention. You see, this is personal for me, okay? We have to remove all obstacles in our homes that could cause tripping. And I'm talking about everything from small floor rugs to objects on the floor, like an oversized vase or a magazine rack. Some of us need to install handrails, or we need to put lights on our staircases with light switches at the bottom and the top of the stairs. Seeing as we have to make sure that we can see where we are going at all times. For me, I had to install shower and tub grab bars in the bathroom around the commode and the tub. I had to place no-slip mats on the shower floor and in the bathtub. Now, for those of you that are caring for our elders who may have diminishing eyesight, you can paint door seals with a different color and highlight and door stops with a different color to highlight the floor or those railings to avoid tripping or misgrabbing. We can put on hip pads if we're for high risk at falling. And of course, we can always make our home lighting brighter, but we need to prevent glare. My senior friends, make sure we need to have our vision checked regularly. And we also need to ask our doctor to review our medication regularly. Now you say, why do you ask that? Why do you say that, Bishop? You're talking about fall prevention. Well, as we get older, certain medications metabolize differently in our system. And many medications can have the side effect of vertigo, which is an unstable feeling, or it can cause, and sometimes, narcolepsy. So we need to have our medications reviewed regularly to make sure that we aren't putting anything, you know, in our system that is having an adverse effect that could cause us to inadvertently fall. We need to start exercising regularly, especially because at this time we want to increase our flexibility and strengthen our muscles and our joints. I have a titanium rod in my leg, so during the winter months, I really have to work at exercising and strengthening that leg because of the cold weather. Now, if you can't stand comfortably at any time, you know, you can exercise in a chair. If you ever feel unstable on your feet at any time, do not be afraid to use a walker, a cane, or a freestanding cane to make sure that you have good and proper balance so that you can stand with your feet firmly planted apart, and you can make sure that each one of your steps are firmly on the floor. Let's move on to fire and kitchen safety. Whenever, as we get older, whenever we can use a microwave rather than a stove. But we still need to make sure that smoke detectors are installed in all of our rooms, and we need to have someone check our batteries regularly. When we're cooking, you know, a lot of us sisters, older ladies, we like to wear our little house dresses, but always be careful that they're not too big and too loose because fabric can catch on fire. Always, just like we tell our children, always point pot handles away from the front edge of the stove. This ensures that we won't bump into them or catch our sleeves on them. Of course, some people, you know, you say, well, Bishop, this is all you know, common sense. Well, believe it or not, we have to tell folks, because even though it's common sense, as we get older, sometimes we forget. So never leave food cooking unattended. Wipe off any spilled grease from our stoves and avoid using appliances with frayed cords. We should always have someone repair them, or we should replace them. Always have adequate lighting in any area that we're working in, and we need to keep a fire extinguisher handy. For those of us that are still blessed to be able to still drive, when we're out in our cars, we need to make sure all doors are locked and windows rolled up while driving, because we don't want anybody jumping in the backseat of our cars while we are stopped at a light. Never leave anything valuable in plain view, okay? Because people, you know, like I said, people are looking for a quick come up. So if they see something in your car, they'll break your window. Never leave your car keys in your car with the car running for not even a minute. Always lock your doors when you leave your vehicle, even for only a short while, because it only takes a second for someone to open your car door and slip into the back of your back seat and crouch down on the floor while you have stepped away. For those of us that, if you know, all of us are not disabled, so we can still walk. So we don't use the handicap parking, but even though that is the case, we still need to park as close as possible to where we're going. We should avoid hiding a spare key anywhere in the car. And when returning to our car, look around. Check out your surroundings as you approach your vehicle. Have your key ready in your hand before approaching the car. See, For me personally, I can't fumble around looking for keys. I have to know exactly where my keys are. Always look in your back seat of your car before you get in it. And once you're inside your car, lock all your doors immediately. Some reminders for home safety. Put large numbers on your house that you can read easily from the street. If you want to hide a spare key to the house, make sure to really hide it. Never put it in predictable places like under the doormat. Or you can leave a key with a neighbor that you trust in case you get locked out. When you're leaving, set a timer or radio to make sure there is noise in your house so it seems like somebody is home even when you're out running errands. You can also, to make your home more safer, have deadbolts installed on your doors. Be sure to lock all your doors, especially the front doors, when you're working in the attic, basement, or the yard. Never, ever open your door to a stranger. If it is a repairman or a salesman, call the company they say they work for to verify. If someone's needing to use a phone, you can either get the number and call it for them through the door, mind you, or you can direct them to the nearest police station, anywhere they might can use a phone without using yours. But under no circumstances, never ever, my senior family, tell people you're in your house alone. If you do have to let a repairman in, or you do still need to let someone in, give them the impression that you're not in the house alone. You know, turn on a radio or a television in another room, or, you know, you might even call out just to call out. Don't let them know you're in the house by yourself, and limit the number of visitors to the number of people you can see. And don't show strangers what you have in your house. Make it a habit to be security conscious at all times. Now, I want to talk to you about financial safety, my beloved seniors. Please, these are common. Never leave your purse unattended or your wallet. Always carry your wallet or any bills in a front pocket, never in a rear pocket. Avoid having large amounts of cash or valuables at home. I know some of us, we don't trust banks and we don't want to put our money in banks, but I'm here to tell you, you need to not have a bunch of cash laying around your home, okay? We should tear up or shred all personal and financial information. Never just throw anything with your name on it in the trash, not even offers for things, because a lot of times you get these solicitations in the mail, these mailers, and you just throw them away. Well, people can pull those out of the garbage. Okay, they already have your name on them. Sometimes they say you're already pre-approved, and they can very easily start a whole new account in your name. Never give your social security number or your bank account information to anyone. If someone calls you and asks for you to confirm an account, don't do it. If you get calls asking for donations, tell them to send all requests by mail. Never discuss donations over the phone. Then you can verify the status of the charity before making the donation. And whenever possible, arrange to have your Social Security check direct deposited into your bank. Hallelujah. Now, older adults have an increased risk of dying in fires. So right now, this is really important. I want us to let you know that there are free fire materials for educating our beautiful elders, 65 years and older, and their caregivers, because older adults face the greatest relative risk of dying in fire. In 2018 alone, older adults represented 16% of the United States population, but suffered 42% of all fire deaths. That is about 2.6 times greater risk of dying in a fire than the total population. Ages 85 and older were 3.8 times more likely to die in a fire than the total population. So we want, you know, make sure that everything is, you know, we have things not cluttered. We keep things up, keep your homes neat and tidy so we can look at, you know, we don't want to pile up things in our home that represent a fire hazard. So we just need to be careful because we don't want to fall. We don't want anything falling on us. So we want to just keep our house always where firemen and first responders could get into our homes and get to us if we did ever have an accident or a fall or something. We also, we need to get involved in the community. Seniors, a lot of times we can do a lot to help our communities because we are at home during the day and we see a lot of suspicious activity. And so there are all, we can call Crime Stoppers, we can call our local police department, we can do it anonymously, and we can help look out for our neighborhoods. We can be the ones that kind of form a neighborhood watch and help the police. We can work to change the conditions in our neighborhood, okay? We can volunteer as citizen patrollers. We can volunteer as tutors for the children to teach them about safety. We can do all kinds of things to get involved. And lastly, to the servant leaders, the way you can bless our seniors is by personally checking on them. You know, the mental well-being of our seniors plays a big role in their staying safe. And you know, yes, you could have the deacon call or prayer warrior call, but I know from personal experience, there is nothing like receiving a call from your pastor. So just to make sure, just saying, you know what, Sister so-and-so, I'm just calling to check to make sure you're safe, you're okay. It's been some bad weather. Just, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you had a ride to where you needed to go. We need to make sure that our seniors are aware of all the warming stations and places to get hot meals, because a lot of times during the winter months we struggle with heating costs. But there are places that will help us when we need help. And during winter months, we need to make sure that all of our seniors have access to telephones, that they have plenty of food, and that they always have transportation to doctor's appointments and stores. Now, I'm going to tell you what brought this to our attention. Evangelist Michelle and I are co-producers, executive producers on this program. And right now, she is our special reporter in the streets. And right now, she has a special expose, a special report to bring to us out of Oakland, California. So at this time, I'm going to ask our in-the-field Christian reporter to come forth and talk to us, give us this special report about what has been going on in the city of Oakland that prompted this program in the first place. Amen.
Amen, Bishop, and thank you so much for that report. That was phenomenal. Thank you so much. What brought us to doing this report was, I was like heartbroken when I heard about the elders that were being attacked in the city of Oakland. Although I was born and raised in Missouri, I was raised up in Oakland. And just to hear last week of the elders, the oldest was 91. And when I saw that video and I saw that 28-year-old that man was 91 years old. And he slung and threw him to the ground. And it, for no reason, the man was just walking, and he slung him to the ground. And to find out this was not his only victim, there was others. And this is in Oakland, Chinatown. And his reasoning behind it is because he felt that the Chinese were the one who brought the COVID to the United States. Now, this has gotten out of hand, people of God, and just people in general. We have got to do better, and not just do better. We have to seek better. We have to want better. We have to strive for better for our elders, for everyone, for the young ones, for the middle-aged ones. But the elders have been around, and they have paved the way for us, not just for one race, but for all races. We have to do better. Now, to know that if it would happen to one, it would happen to the next and the next and the next, and we have to stop these things. Now, I would have you guys to know that on Monday, Nayam Muslim, the 28-year-old, was arrested in connection to these crimes. So I thank God and I praise God that he was arrested in the connection for these crimes and is held now on an $85,000 bail. And these crimes that were committed, these people were hurt. They're elderly, so they're more frail, and so you have bones that are brittle, and you have to understand that not only the elderly, that children are being spat upon, the Chinese children are being spat upon in the Chinatown area. And just think, if the schools were open, there would be even more crime. These people have been reported to not be able to walk the streets without slanderous words being remarked upon them. Now, it's been going on ever since the COVID came out last year. But to think that these things are still happening, and the Chinese are of meek race, and they're just sitting back. But as of this Monday when this happened, we had some stars. The actor Daniel Wu came out and he offered a $25,000 reward in the connection that lead to the arrest. And they caught this guy because he said that it's mandatory that people know that the Chinese did not bring this over here, you know, and it's wrong for people to just pick out a race, to just have somebody, just want somebody to blame. We are the United States of America. We fall down together, we get up together, is what he was saying. And he just wanted everybody to know that he appreciated all the people fighting and all the different races that were coming together, and that they said this had to stop. And the guy that was arrested, Nayam Muslim, was, of course, he was African American, and there were a lot of African Americans and whites that were at the conference that he held, the actor Daniel Wu held, that were saying, yes, I'm black, yes, I'm white, and even Chinese. They were all out there and said, we are appalled at this man, and the Muslims as well, at his behavior, and we do not stand with him. So they wanted it known, we do not stand with him. So when you don't agree with someone, you sometimes you have to let it be known, because people love to lump you in a basket with them. They love to put you in a box because you're the same color, because you're the same race. You know, they love to lump you in the same box with them and say, you know, we all feel this particular way. Sometimes you have to stand up and say, no, not I. I don't feel like all Chinese should be drugged to the ground and beat and spat upon, because that's not right. And I just wanted to tell you, Bishop, on your report, I, too, have those lights at the bottom of my head. Because it does come in handy. Those grab bars do too. You know, you set a lot of points out, and they were very helpful. And I hope and pray that the listeners take heed to them, because they were all good. God bless you all. Stay safe out there. And don't think just because you're one color or another color that you're not safe. And this COVID thing is not over yet. So you guys still be safe out there. God bless you all, and I'll keep my ear to the ground. God bless you all.
Amen.
You,
we want to thank our wonderful Christian reporter in the field, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Hallelujah. This is appalling. But seniors in general, like I said, it doesn't matter what group of people are being terrorized or victimized. Here at the Spirit Alive Network, we do not condone that behavior, and we will do a program in order to shine light on that situation, because God loves all his children, and he wants us to honor all of our elders, and it doesn't matter what color they are. So it's very important that we honor them by making sure that we keep them safe, that we do what we can to help protect them, that we check on them, that we make sure that they have what they need. Because I also want to talk to you about these scams and these telemarketers. My family, we talked about this on an earlier program. Don't you let anybody call you and bully you into giving you your information or trying to make you buy anything, you know, because a lot of those that prey upon us, they think because we're older, we're on Social Security, you know, we're looking to save money. So we make the perfect victims, the perfect prey for a lot of scammers, because, you know, if something sounds too good to be true, it is. But, you know, so please, just because somebody tells you they have a good deal for you, or, you know, even if they can give you this senior discount, please do your due diligence. Don't give out your information. Don't invite them to for a free estimate to your home without having another, you know, neighbors there with you or family member there with you, somebody there with you that you trust, so that these people can't come in and just bulldoze you. Because I know that in just conducting regular business, people look at your, you know, if they have your age, you can just tell by the way they call you that they believe that they're gonna automatically be dealing with somebody that will have diminished capacity, or, you know, they can easily outwit. But, you know, what we need to say to those of you out there is, God is God, hallelujah. He renews our mind with the word on the daily. So all of us aren't fickle-minded. We're not senile. We're not dawdling. We're not doing any of that. As a matter of fact, a lot of us seniors, we are out still busy doing ministry. We're out helping our communities. So don't ever get it twisted. Okay, this gray hair that you see on our heads is not there by accident. So we just want all you aggressive telemarketers to know. I want you to know. This is from Bishop Sherlene Cook. Never underestimate us just because you see a little snow on the rooftop, okay? Because God, hallelujah, has brought us from a mighty long way. And if he has kept us this far, he has done it for a reason. So we just want our seniors to be safe. We want you all to be safe. We want you to be aware of your surroundings because, again, we are living in some very chaotic times. As times get more desperate people, they use desperate measures. And again, they prey on those that they perceive to be the weakest among us, that is our elders and our children. And it doesn't matter what race, what culture. We want you to know that here at the Spirit Alive Network, the family and I, we do not condone that. So now it's your time to get in on this safety-fying lesson here. And so if you have a comment, or you would like to ask a question, or, you know what, if you have your own safety tips or thoughts, you can press your one now, and we will get you right on in. We're going to start, hallelujah, with our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers, and then we will move on to Mother Mattie Scott. Good evening, Apostle Flowers. God bless you, ma'am.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. A very good topic tonight, because sometimes people just don't think about the fact that we might be unsafe, and especially getting older, when we were, you know, agile and, you know, could do a lot of things, move quicker, things like this. We just didn't think about it. So I feel like the topic tonight was really right on, because people really need to think about it, to be aware of, you know, what can happen if we don't take the safety measures that we need to take. So I know recently I have to call the fire department because I smell smoke in my bedroom. Smell smoke, didn't see any fire, but I know that if you can smell smoke, you can also know that it's possible that you may see fire. So I called them. They came out right away. I had it was my electrical heater that was in the wall in my bedroom. I felt all around the wall when I was smelling the smoke. I didn't see any smoke, but I could smell it. And I touched the wall, and the wall had gotten very hot, which was unusual because that had never happened before. So when they came out, they had to dismantle the heater, not to be used ever again. So I was glad that I made those steps. Sometimes, you know, if people don't see any fire, if they smell smoke, they don't do anything. But that's what the fire department is about. And they said they were glad that I called because eventually it could have started a fire, and it could have been even that very day. So that's one thing. And I take precautions around here. I have stairs. All of our bedrooms are up the stairs. So we have handrails. So that's my means of also extra lighting. I did purchase some lights for my stairway. I haven't put them up yet. Got them at Bed and Bath, but they're supposed to just stick on. So we're going to try it out and see. But I know my house, but I got it mainly for other people if somebody else happens to be here. So we just have to be careful, take safety measures. Yes. I try to keep stuff off of my porch and off of the steps that lead up to my porch, to my front door, and things like that. And another thing is wiping up water as soon as it spills. You know, don't wait and think you can tend to it later. But, you might forget about it and slip and fall. So those are the things that I have paid attention to here in our home.
Amen. So,
and one other thing about safety, getting out of your car and leaving the engine running is a very serious mistake. Just the other night, it happened in San Francisco, and someone jumped in the car. This man had his two little children. One was a year old, and I think one was almost four. And he went into a store. And when he came out, the car was gone. His children were gone, of course. And but fortunately, they were able to catch the man. But what if they hadn't?
Amen.
They caught him, and the children are safe. Okay, I'm done. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. I know what you mean about not being able to move fast because I have a titanium rod in my leg. So especially when I'm out in public, I make sure I walk with the light. I make sure if the light has already changed, it's starting yellow, I don't even get out in the crosswalk because a lot of times for those of us that might be on a cane or a walker, some of these people do not wait until you're all the way out of the crosswalk to start moving.
Amen.
So I just wanted to say, please, when you're out, because like Mother Mattie was on the bus the other night, you know, when it's dark, make sure you look around and make sure that you're safe because if you don't look out for your safety, a lot of these people are not paying attention. They're on their cell phones. They're just not paying attention. So speaking of Mother Mattie, we're going to give her the floor right now. Mother Scott, come on in the room.
Hi, Bishop Cook. Hello to you.
Hi, darling.
Hello to Miss Michelle Scott and Apostle Zeta. And all the Spirit of Life family, God bless you all. The Holloways, God bless you all. The things that you said, Evangelist Michelle and Bishop Cook, was very important tips to follow. You have to be more cautious and careful. And like you just said, I was on the bus. I had just come from the store. I come from Safeway in Berkeley. And I was on the bus, and I was listening to Spirit Alive. And as you get older, not saying that when you're real young, you're not supposed to look around your surroundings, check your surroundings out. You are. But really, as you get older, most so, you have to check your surroundings, check and scan ahead of you. Turn your head around and look in the back of you. Make sure nobody or nothing in the back of you. When you cross the street, have on bright colors especially
yes,
if it's at
good.
Night. Have on bright colors, bright enough so motorists can see you. Because if you're wearing dark colors, dark blue, dark brown, anything dark, they can't see you and they might hit you.
That's right.
And above all, always cross at the traffic light in the pedestrian lines. And then on these buses, they have the rack where, like, if you have a grocery basket, you can roll your grocery basket on it. But the bus drivers try to be more cautious and careful. They wait till you see it first before they take off, which is good because there was so many complaints about it. People was falling. I mean, older people was falling.
Yes.
The bus drivers were just taking off. They wasn't considering the people sitting down, and they would fall. But now they wait till you're seated first before they take, you know, before they take off. So
yes,
even,
ma'am.
You know, even public transportation, you have to be careful. You have to be cautious. You have to watch out for your surroundings, check around you, and all around you. When it's dark, don't walk close to no bushes. If you have to walk out in the street, you walk out in the street. So I just want to say everything you said was it's pure wisdom. Not only pure wisdom, but it's good tips for people as they get older. Because sometimes as we get older, like my mom said, you be an adult once, but you be a child twice. Some people get older, they have a mind of a child. But I always heard my mother say, "Please, Lord, enclose me in my right mind." So now I understand what she meant. Please, Lord, enclose me in my right mind. So with everything that you, all the information you gave was very helpful. And I learned about different things, too. You just have to, as you get older, you have to be careful because you don't know when you're in danger. You don't know who you're letting in your house. You just have to be careful. And they supposed to have credentials. You supposed to make sure they from whatever company they say they from. Don't let them in your house.
That's right.
Don't let them in your house.
And even with credentials, we want to still verify because they still could, you know, with printers and these high-speed these computers and these digital printers, they can make, you know, they can fake any kind of credentials, you know. So don't, just because they flash a badge at you, you know, steal, call, verify it. And Mother Mattie brought out a very good point about the bus, but also for trains. If you're on subways or BART trains, or, you know, we are global. If you're on any kind of fast-moving train, as we get older, we also need to always check our surroundings. Don't sit on an empty car where it's just you. Always sit close to the drivers as you possibly can, or sit where there are a lot of people. When you know that your stop is coming up, begin to gather together all of your things, because a lot of times when those doors open, you have to be prepared to move. And for those of us that move slower, we don't always have time to gather our things, get to those doors, and get through them before that door closes again. So that's another tip. Right now, we're going to go down to Arizona, to the Holloways, amen, because they might have some helpful tips to share with us. Apostle and Prophetess, do you have anything to add this evening?
Yes, we do. This is very good tonight. God is good, bringing all this to our attention and remembrance. And I just wanted to mention something that happened yesterday. Last night, my little cousin, well, she's not really little anymore. She's probably about 45, 48. But she texts me and tells me that they had to send her mother, my cousin, to the hospital. It's always good to call elders. It's good to call elderly people and see how they are, especially if you know that they live by themselves. And even us as a couple, it's good to, you know, check on couples to see if they're
That's
doing
right.
good. You know,
amen.
And so she said, Lord knows what my cousin said. Now, only God knows what would have happened if she hadn't have called her mother, because they thought she was having a stroke. Thank God she wasn't. She kept me posted. I called my cousin a few hours, maybe about 3 hours earlier, and she said she was feeling good. And thank God that her daughter calls her and keeps in touch with her. So we thank God for that. And I know that Apostle has something to share.
Amen.
I want to, those elderly who have a home, you have a home, and it's just you, maybe it's just you, or maybe it's just you and your husband. Or make sure that in the front of your house, that you have, if you live in a subdivision, or even if you're not in a subdivision, but it's your house, make sure that you have a number, your house number, painted out on the sidewalk, on the curb. Because if something happened to you and the fire department or the police have to get to you, they need to know your number. They have to see your number. And sometimes if it's dark, the light isn't on, and they've got to see your number.
Amen.
It may be hidden. You might have something obstruction in the front of the number.
That's
so
true.
Out on the sidewalk, you got a number. Well, I know we have a number out on the sidewalk, our house number. Also, I want to say, in your front yard, if you have any bushes or trees,
yes,
that are close up to the house, make sure that they're trimmed and they're not, and you can see out the window.
That's good.
And people can people can see in, because and at night you may be in an area where people are not too kosher. Your neighbors don't bother to check on you, and you don't have a safe. Your neighborhood is not that safe. Make sure that you put the light on.
Yes.
I know a long time ago we were out. My mom was at home, and then left. We forgot. I told her to leave the light on. I left and went back to church, and she fell asleep.
Yeah.
Didn't put the light on, and all of a sudden I got a call. I got a call from her, and she was hollering. Somebody broke in the house, so. We got there. The Holy Ghost. I say the Holy Ghost. And I got in a little Volkswagen. I put it down the street, and every I had all green lights.
Amen.
I got there in time. There was nothing but God.
Amen.
I got there in time. And also, keep the bushes trimmed. Keep anything in front of the windows out of the way, and make sure you keep
Amen.
The lights on.
Thank you, Apostle.
You don't know what's going to happen. Also, you can get in a phone call. Get these phone calls. The other day before yesterday, we got a phone call, and the person said, "Hello, Uncle Edwin." I said, "Who is this?" "This is Michael." "Michael who?" "It says your nephew." I don't have a nephew named Michael. I got cousins.
All right.
And then they start talking. They start talking about. Well, I was in an accident, and this pregnant lady ran the red light and ran into me, and I broke my nose, and I cut my lip. And the police didn't listen. They took her to the hospital, but they didn't listen to me, and they put me in jail. And I need some money. I said, well, I'm sorry.
Well,
I can't help you.
Amen.
I don't have no money.
Don't fall for it.
We have a son in the Lord named Michael, and he calls us every now and then. And we believe that he's having a problem, and I believe he lost all of his identity, and somebody got
it,
and they got our number, and they called us. So be careful when people call, and you don't know who
they
are.
Amen.
Thank you. If they ask you for money, they ask you for your identification,
don't
give
them
nothing.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. See, praise God. This is all good stuff. Minister Tina, come on in the room, and if anyone else has a comment or a good tip that you would like to share, you can press your 1. I'll address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Minister Tina, come on in the room. Do you have a comment or some tips for a safety, for being safety-fied? Amen.
Praise God. This has been a great program tonight, especially helping the elderly. I know you've covered this before, Bishop, but just want to remind people that the IRS, PG&E, DMV, none of these people call you on the phone.
That's right.
So
good.
Be sure not to give your information over the phone. Don't play into their questions. And there's also a new scam with a warranty. And what Apostle Holloway just said, my mother-in-law actually got a call the other day, as a matter of fact. So these are robocalls. These are people calling from all over the world. This is what they do for a living. And they act like they are either a government entity or the credit card place, the bank, what have you. If it's something really important, especially PG&E, IRS, they're going to send you something in the mail. So just hang up. Don't even entertain. The more you talk, the more they'll try to persuade you. Just FYI. Yes. So thank
Amen.
You so much for all the tips. Yes. And also, too, if you're going out by yourself, as an elderly person, I would recommend maybe try to find a mate or someone that you can go with.
Yeah,
walking
buddy.
Or something. Walk with somebody or go with somebody if you can. Because
yes.
Two are better than one person.
That's
Amen
right.
Amen and thank
That's...
you. God bless you
Amen.
And God bless the Spirit of Life.
Thank you, my precious. Well, that we have heard some excellent information about getting safety-fied on tonight. And, you know, these are just reminders as much for myself because, you know, I don't mind letting it be known. I'm not 20 anymore. And also being disabled, you know, I told my mother, I said, you know, Mom, when most people go to the store, they can just go out and get in their car and go to the store, and they can be back within 30 minutes. When you're disabled and you can no longer drive, that process takes me an hour and 20 minutes. So that all of that time I am out in the public, in the elements, and, you know, I'm constantly having to adjust how I do things in order to keep myself safe. You know, I am acutely aware of where I am, and I won't walk, as Mother Mattie said, down dark alleyways, or, you know, it might be a shortcut. It might save, you know, you think, oh, if I just walk real quickly through here, you know, and this is for anybody. Avoid dark alleys. Avoid places where there are no people. We have to keep ourselves safe because, you know, the Lord has given us wisdom. He has given us ways to do that. And we know that the enemy is busy, and he is a coward. So he wants to pick on those that are, he feels, are the weakest. So I just want to thank everyone for all of this wonderful information. I just want to say once again to the Spirit Alive family, we love ministering as a family. We love teaching as a family. It's just a family affair around here. And we just want to close out tonight with a word of prayer, hallelujah, for all of us, actually. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come now just thanking you for the reminders, Father God. We just thank you for all the information that went forth on tonight. Father God, we know that you are the great I am, and it is, and that it is you that is truly keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. But you have given us ways, hallelujah, to be aware of our surroundings and to know that we are safe and we are doing what we can to live that abundant life in you. Lord, I pray for every servant leader. I pray that they would check on those of us who are older and those of us who are disabled. I pray that they would make sure, Father God, that our elders are exhorted and that they are honored by making sure that they are safe and that they are okay and that they are in a safe space in mind, body, and spirit, Lord God, because it all plays into our well-being. I pray, Father God, that there would be that the children and those in the community would come along beside the elderly and that they would let them know that they are valuable and they are worthy to us and we love them and we want to make sure that no harm comes to them. Father God, I pray for all the caregivers, all of those who take care of our elderly. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give each and every one of them a heart of compassion, that you, Lord God, would guide their hands and their hearts and their minds so that they would be able to care for our elderly, Lord, with love. And Father, I ask that you be with the caregivers themselves, Lord. Caregiving is a hard job, Father God. So we just pray that you protect their minds, their spirits, their hearts, their mental health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord God, for our elders. I thank you, Father God, for all that they give to our communities, to our churches, all the beautiful and wonderful things that they bring to our lives. So, Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus. And we come praying for those who would victimize our elders. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that those people, Lord God, who are lost would come to you, that would make you their Lord and Savior, Father God. And where they were once persecutors of the elders, Lord, they would become defenders of the elders, Lord. We know that you can do all things but fail. We know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We know, Father God, that when you are for us, nothing can be against us. But you have given us, Father God, the wherewithal and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. To stand up and look out for one another in love as you have commanded. So I just pray in the name of Jesus for every listener, Father God. I pray if there is an elder sitting somewhere today that is feeling downhearted, that's feeling lonely, that is feeling forgotten, Father God, that you would have somebody pick up the phone, that you would have somebody check on them with a hot meal, that you would have somebody come by to pray with them or to just call them on the phone to pray with them. Father, I pray right now if there's an elder who is afraid to go out, that is feeling stuck in the house, that you would send send someone, Lord God, that would drive them where they need to go, or that would help accompany them safely to where they need to go. So, Lord God, we just pray for your people. Let us show more love, Father God, to our elders. Let us show more respect to our elders. Let us, Lord God, think of more ways to do good toward our elders. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, we do pray it all. And we give you thanks in advance for using us to be your hands and your feet, Lord God, to use us, Lord God, to continue to go out and edify all of your people all over this world. But today, Lord, we come glorifying you and thanking you for our elders, and we pray it all in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the church of God say amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah. This has been, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott and Bishop Shalene Cook for Sister to Sister. Hallelujah. We have to sanctify our lives. We have to sanctify our lives, but as we sanctify our lives, we need to also sanctify our lives by being aware of, you know, the Lord gives us, as we get older, we get that Holy Ghost discernment. And, you know, sometimes we be making our way down the street, and the Lord might say, cross the street. And you know what? We're going to cross the street because, as Apostle Edwin Holloway said, sometimes, you know, we move as the Spirit moves. And sometimes, you know, he'll say, stand still, and we'll stand still. And hallelujah, we'll watch how he just saved us from a car accident or getting hit by a car.
Amen.
Or he just saved us. You know what I'm saying? From it, you know, if we would have stepped out there, that would have been us getting our purse snatched or getting knocked down to the street.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know,
amen.
We just have to know, we just have to walk with the Lord. We just have to walk in the Spirit, seniors. We just have to do what we have to do to make sure that we're safe. And then we have to check on one another, too. It makes me feel good that I can call Apostle Zeta or the Holloways or my sister Evangelist Michelle, or I talk to my sister Tina, Minister Tina, every morning. Because even though I live alone, I never feel alone, because there are people who are constantly calling and checking on me and making sure that I have what I need to be okay. And that is truly a blessing from God. So I just wanted to, we just wanted to make everybody aware, to make everybody safe. Hallelujah. And just let you know that we love you, and we want to see only God's abundance for you. So on behalf of myself and Evangelist Michelle Scott, we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And we invite you to continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, you can join Dr. Aisha Mathis for Personal Growth and Spiritual Development, Part 2. Last time, she started a dynamic 4-part series, and if you missed it, go back and listen to it, because it was truly enlightening. We want to invite you to always join us. If you do not have a church home, you can always join us right here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, which airs at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So, like I said, on behalf of myself, Bishop Shalene Cook, Evangelist Michelle, and the entire Spirit Alive family, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Phenomenal job. I love all of you so very much. Thank you. You're awesome.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
Love you.
Love
God
you
bless
all.
You all. Good night.